We're doing Zayin and Beis today, but we are still holding on Zayin and Aleph. We're toward the bottom of the page. We are up to Amar Le Marzut Rebreder of Mari Leravina. Remember, we were talking about a case where you were Mekadesh a half an Isha. So a man says, I'm a Kadesh half of you. What was the halacha? Eina Mekadesh. No good. You can't be Mekadesh a half an Isha. So Amar Le Marzut Rebreder of Mari Leravina. V'nifshetu la kidushe bekula. Why don't we say that when you're Mekadesh half the woman, so the Kedusha, the Kiddushin, extends to her whole self. And she becomes totally mekudeshes to you. Why would we say that? Where else do we have such a concept that if you grant something partial kedusha, it just spreads and becomes totally kadosh? Milotanya, we have a brisa. Ha'omer ragla shalzu ola. If you say, let the leg of this animal be a karban ola, guess what? Tehei kula ola. What's the halacha? The whole thing becomes an ola. It starts with the leg and it just spreads into the whole animal. And even if you say that the whole animal doesn't become an ola, that's only, these words are only when you are makdish something that's not a vital organ of the animal, like a leg. So yeah, so then it's not going to extend to the whole animal. But if you're makdish what? The heart, the head, something that it needs to live. Habikula Ola. Everyone agrees the whole thing becomes an Ola. So let me ask you something. You're Mekadesh half an Isha. Does she need half of her body to live? Yes. So the whole thing should be, she should be Mekadeshes entirely. Why don't we say it extends to her whole self? Question mark. Answers the Gemara. Me dummy. How can you compare those two things? Hasam Behema. Over there it's Behema. You're being Makdish the Behema means you have to have Das to make it Hegdish. Does the Behema need to approve? No, Behema doesn't. You don't have to, you know, interview the Behema. Are you okay with this becoming an Ola? No, he doesn't have to approve. Hacha das acheres. But over here by Kiddushin, there's a das acheres. You need her approval as well. So that's why it doesn't automatically just extend to her whole body. She accepted half Kiddushin. She did not accept Kiddushin of her whole self. So that's why it doesn't extend. Halo damya elolaha. You want to compare it to something, compare it to this. Lo Ella is only. It only can compare to the following case. Dam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Behema shel shnei shutvin. If you have a behema that's owned by two partners, hikdish chetzia, you were makdish half of it, meaning you were makdish your part. You only own 50%, so you're makdish your 50%. V'chazor v'lakha, then you buy out, after you're makdish your half, you buy out the other partner, v'ikdisha, and you're makdish the other half. Kedusha, it is kadosh, but ve'ena kreva. It cannot be brought as a karban. Because at the time that you were originally makdish it, your first the first half, you were only makdish half. And that's not good enough for a karban. So since initially, when it got its original kedusha, could not be brought as a karban, it is nidche. It is pushed away. It will never be able to be brought as a karban. It's ena kreva. It's holy. Can't work with it. Can't eat it. It's holy. But you can't bring it as a karban. Va'osa tamura, you can make a tamura with it, not allowed to, but if you make a tamura with it, it would work. What's a tamura?
Transfer
the kedusha to a different animal. Utamurasa keotziba, and then that other animal will have the same status as this animal, where it's holy, but it can't be used as a karban. Shmamina tlas, we see three things from that story with the animal. Shmamina balichayim nidachim. First thing we see is that the concept of dichoy applies even to animals. Balechayim, to living things. It's not just hadasim that could be nidche, that could be pushed off from their kashrus status. It could even be an animal. That's one. Shmamina, second thing we learned, dichoy meyikara havidichoy. That even if something was never kosher, even originally it wasn't kosher, it can be disqualified forever. We apply dichoy, even if it was never kosher. And third thing we see, shmamina yesh dichoy bidami. We see that there is dichoy with money. Is something that's only kadosh for its money. It doesn't have inherent kedusha. Its value is kadosh. But the animal is never meant to be a karban anyway. It was never going to be a karban. Still, we apply the concept of dichli. Bayi Rava. Rava asked the following shayla. Now it gets easier. Actually, let's do a main point before it gets easier. So main point number five in Amud Aleph was, the reason kedushin doesn't spread to the entire woman like it does when you're makdish part of an animal is that a woman has her own das. And I'm going to go fast. We'll have to go back to the recordings to get it all down. Main point number one in Zayin and Beis, we learn three things about dichui from the case of a partner being makdish his half of an animal. We learn three things about dichoy from the case of a partner being makdish his half of an animal. Number one, that it applies to living things. Number two, that it applies even when it was never kosher. And number three, it applies even to things that only have kedushas damim, that can't be brought as a carbon themselves, and only are kadosh for their value. By Rava, now it gets much easier. Rava is going to ask a series of four questions, one right after the other. Mahu. What if a guy is just weird and he goes over to a woman and he gives her a shava pruta, but instead of saying Hare Mukadesh Li Bepruta Zu, he says, I want your right half with half of this pruta and your left half with the other half of this pruta. So what's the din? Kivan Damala Chatzi Pruta Paska. Once he says he's trying to use a half a pruta, his statement's over and it's ridiculous, doesn't work. Or maybe he's building up. He's just trying to create tension, you know? He's building the excitement. I want half of you with this pruta and half of you with that pruta. So maybe it works. Second question. If you say he's building up, what if he says, and the other half of you with another pruta? What's the difference in this case? It's not each half of her with a half a pruta. Each half of her is with a whole pruta. So is that better? Kivan damar la bepruta upruta paskal lemilse. Since he says to her with a pruta, each pruta is an end to the story. So when he said your first half of you with a pruta, we know that doesn't work. You can't be mekadesh half a woman. Odilma kol biyomei manavalichu. Or maybe as long as it's the same day that he's saying it, it's still on the same day. He's just building up. And question number three. Im timsalom kol biyomei manavalichu. If you're going to say that as long as it's the same day, he's just building up. What if he says what? Half of you with the pruta today and half of you with the pruta tomorrow. Once he says tomorrow, is that like a new story that we break his statement into two parts and therefore it's not valid? Maybe he's telling her, I want the kiddushin process to begin right now. I don't want it to end till tomorrow. I want to have the longest wedding ever. Instead of Kiddushin taking a second, I want it to take a whole day. And question number four. Shnei chatzicha bipruta mahu. What if he says, I want both halves of you with this pruta? So he gives one pruta at once, but instead of saying, I want all of you, he says, I want both halves of you. Hachavade b'chad zimna kamerla. Does he mean to say all at once, and therefore it's okay? Odilma ein isha miskadeshes l'chatsa in klal. Or maybe, no, you just can't be mekadesh, have an isha, don't be so weird. So the Gemara says, teiku. We leave it unresolved. All of them. So, main point number two, four questions about being Mekadesh half and Isha at a time, all ending in Teku. Next, more questions. Bai Rava. Rava was a very curious man. Bai Rava. A guy's got twin sons, and his best friend's got twin daughters, and he's like, oh, this is great. So he goes and he takes a Shavar Pruta, and he gives it to his friend, and he says, I want your two daughters to be Mekadeshes to my two sons with this Pruta. What's the din? Do we look at the guy who's giving and the guy who's receiving, and the guy who's giving is giving up a pruta, and the one who's receiving is actually receiving a pruta, so that should be okay? Or maybe, you know, you look at the people who are actually being married over here, and there's not enough to go around for a pruta for each marriage, because he's trying to create two marriages with the same pruta. Teiku. You don't have an answer to that one either. Next question of Rav. Of not Rav, someone else. Boy Rav Papa. Bitcha uparascha bepruta mahu. Guy goes over to his friend and he says, I want to marry your daughter, but I also really want to buy your cow. So how about this? Here's a pruta. I'd like your daughter and your cow, please. Mi arminer bitcha bechatzi pruta uparascha bechatzi pruta. Do we assume that he means I want your daughter for half a pruta and your cow for half a pruta? It doesn't have to be that ratio. It could be the daughter for three quarters and the cow for a quarter. But the point is that it's
less than a pruta.
Or maybe what he means to say is, I want your daughter for the pruta, your cow, I just want to do a meshicha, I just want to be kona by meshicha by pulling her into my rishus. Teiku, unresolved. Next question. By Ravashi. Bitcha v'karka acha bepruta. I want your daughter and I want your land and I want them both for a pruta. Mahu. What's the din? Bitcha v'chatzi pruta v'karka acha v'chatzi pruta. Do we assume that he wants the daughter for half a pruta and the land for half a pruta? Or maybe he wants the daughter for a pruta and the karka for with a chazaka. That's an important concept also, I forgot to mention before. Chazaka. What does chazaka mean in this context? Okay. Chazaka means five different things. Over here it's a type of kinyin. You build a fence on the field, something like that. Take it, we leave that unresolved as well. Period. Main point number three. Right? Three more questions about acquiring something else together with the girl, all for a pruta, and they all end in teku. Three more questions about acquiring something else together with the girl for a grand total of a pruta, and they all end in a teku. Now the last little piece. Ha'u gavra, there's a guy. Da'aktish b'shirai was mekadesh a woman with silk. Now one thing we know about silk, whether it's worth a lot or not so much, it's definitely worth more than a pruta. So that we know. Rabba Amar Lo Tzrichi Shuma. Rabba says you don't need to have an exact assessment of how much it's worth. She knows it's worth more than a pruta, and that's good enough. Rav Yosef Amar Tzrichi Shuma. Rav Yosef, no, she needs to know exactly how much it's worth. It could vary greatly in price. Ida Amar Lo B'Kolduhu. Well, wait, what happened exactly? If he said to her, I want to be Mekadesh you with whatever this is worth, and he didn't specify how much, Kuli Amar Lo Pligi Lo Tzrichi Shuma. Everyone would agree he doesn't have to evaluate because she was willing to accept it on those conditions that whatever it's worth, she knows it's more than a pruta, that's all she cares about. Ida Amar L'Chamishin, if he said to her, I'm giving you this silk that's worth $50, V'lo Shavu Chamishin, and it turns out not to be worth $50, well then there's no question either. Halo Shavu, it wasn't worth what it was supposed to be worth, and you have nothing. Ki Pligi, the whole machlokas, whether you need to evaluate it or not, is Da Amar Chamishin V'Shavu Chamishin. He said it's worth $50. They hadn't yet evaluated it, but then later on they discovered that it was true. It was actually worth $50. But at the time, she couldn't have known because it wasn't evaluated yet. So is that good enough, the fact that it was accurate, or do you need her to know it already at the time? Rabba Amar Lo Tzrichi Shuma. Rabba says you don't need to have it evaluated. It was true what he said, that it was worth $50. Rav Yosef Amar Tzrichi Shuma. Rav Yosef says, no, you do need to evaluate it. Kiven de itza lo bekia b'shuma. Since an itza, a woman, lo bekia, is not an expert, b'shuma, in assessing things, lo samcha daita. She couldn't have been comfortable with the kiddushin because she didn't know what it was. That's one understanding of this machlokas. Ika da amri, the other understanding of the machlokas, bekol duhunami pligi. That even if he says to her, take it whatever it's worth, and he doesn't say a number, whatever it's worth, it's definitely more than pruta, so whatever it's worth, even then they argue whether it needs to be evaluated. Rav Yosef Amar Shava Kesef Areu Ki Kesef. Rav Yosef says, well, Shava Kesef has the same din as Kesef, and over here you're giving, when you're giving linen, when you're giving silk, what are you giving? Shava Kesef, right? Ma Kesef to kits, af Shava Kesef Nami to kayats, period. Just like when you give kesef, everyone knows exactly how much it's worth because it's a denomination, it's a dollar amount. So too, when you give shava kesef, she has to know exactly how much it's worth. So you need a shuma, even if you said, just whatever it's worth, take it, and she's willing to take it for whatever it's worth. But no, to be mekadesh with shava kesef, you need to know, says Rav Yosef, exactly what it's worth. Rava disagrees. Nah, they both know it's more than a pruta. They're both okay with it, so let it work. Rav Yosef says, no, you got to know exactly. Chesam Rav is going to be where Rav Yosef got that idea from. But you need to know exactly what it's worth. Main point number four, if you're Makadish and Isha with silk, there's a machlokas whether you need Shuma if it turns out to be worth what you said it was worth. There's a machlokas whether you need to have it evaluated if it turns out to be worth what you said it was worth. That's not a great main point because that only takes into account the first Lashon, not the second Lashon. But, okay, it's the best I could do for now.